They say the first thing that a man sacrifices in the morning is his karbonos. Often we're running, we're busy, there isn't time. We're trying to catch the shliach tzibur, especially for a couple of minutes late, or the shliach tzibur is particularly fast. And karbonos take a long time, not readily understandable, and seem to be pretty dispensable. So we push them aside in order to get to Pesukei Dezimra and then to get to Tefillah B'Tzibur. But we're missing out on something huge. There is a minimal level of karbonos which are real chiyuv. Certainly the Parashas HaTamid. Potentially also the Ketores. But it's the whole package deal. If we remember that our davening is really meant to transport us to the Beis HaMikdash. That by the time we get to the Amido entry, standing in front of Hashem in the Kodesh Kedashim. If Shimon Schwab explains that by the time we get to Karbanos, we're actually standing in the Ezras Kayanim. That means this is the area where Yisraelim, Yilevim, cannot go. This is an area where only Kayanim are allowed to stand, to minister, to perform the Avodah. This is where the Karbanos are actually brought. Being that we cannot bring karbanos nowadays, we recite selections from the three parts of the Torah. From Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh. This is something that goes back all the way to Rav Amram Gaon. It's based on a Tosfos in Kiddushin that explains that we do this in order to make up for that which we cannot offer. The particular sections of it, according to our minhag, are brought by Tosfos and Avodah Zarah. We bring the Parashas HaTamid. We say Perek Ezehu Makayman. And Rabbi Yishmael Aimer, which although it isn't really a Gemara, it's a Torah's Kohanim, it's a Brisa. Good enough is good enough. And it means that everyone's learned every day. Starting our day with Talmud Torah is crucial. That therefore means we have to understand what we say when it comes to the Karbanos. That's tough. That's hard. It's not part of our reality. But it is certainly worth spending some time exploring, investigating the ideas behind the Karban Talmud, behind the Ketores. Things that would have been part of our lives on a daily basis had we lived in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and will be part of our lives on a daily basis when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. The Chafetz Chaim famously pushed that the people should understand Kachim so that we'll know what to do when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. It's part of our expression of Emunah. If Pesach was all about being real with Geula, internalizing the ideas of Yetzias Mitzrayim, realizing that Hashem can turn everything around. And we go through Pesach and we experience it. We understand it and appreciate it. After we say Chasal Sidur Pesach Kil Chasai, we talk about how we're going to do it next year in its fullest form. Paduyim Letzion Berina, going back to Eretz Yisrael with song, fulfilling the Avodah as we are meant to. That's Geula. In order to yearn for it more, to be real with it, we need to understand it. Therefore, it's worth taking time to be able to understand and appreciate the Karbanos.